You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and we start this week with a complaint from a listener. If it was a complaint from a non-listener, I wouldn't care. But a complaint from a listener. This is Brian. Brian said he sent me a message on Twitter, if you want to get in touch, at the Britpop Show. He sent me a message on Twitter over the weekend saying he had a complaint because he was walking around the supermarket and he'd run out of episodes. He'd listened to all of the episodes and he'd run out and he wanted another one because he had nothing to listen to while he was doing his boring shopping. Apologies for that, Brian. I'm going to start with a song that I know you love. This is Something by Electricity.
Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow. And it feels, oh, very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow. And it feels, oh, very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I fall in love? She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my
complaints sufficiently dealt with, I hope. Brian, let me know otherwise. That is Morning Afterglow by Electricity. What a way to make an apology, right? Electricity, of course, are doing some live dates in July. Go on to Twitter or their website. You can find them there. They're sort of generally Midlands and sort of Southwest and London and Oxford, supported by The Kind. Get your tickets now, people. We need to get out there and support live music. Right, what's the theme this week? The theme of the show this week is it's 30 years since this album was released.
Preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Right, let's get our facts straight here. Park Life, the album, was released 30 years ago in April 1994. The single Park Life was released in September 94. So I am correct when I say that the album was released 30 years ago. But the single that you've just heard, of course, it won Best British Single of the 95 Brits. That's when the Brits were worth watching. And also Best Video. The video is shocking. I don't know how it managed to win that. But anyway, it did. Let's all ponder that while we listen to a bit of Hurricane Number One.
Let's go.
Andy Bell doing his best to try and keep Britpop alive in 1997. But this theme this week, it's all about 1994 and about when Parklife released one of the biggest albums of the Britpop era. 30 years ago it was. Now, what links Blur and these next two artists?
Thank you.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
What links Elastica and Suede? Well, it's Justine Frischmann. Justine was going out with Brett Anderson, lead singer from Suede, and then she dumped him and started out going out with Damon Albarn from Blur. I know, massive in terms of Britpop. NME, we're all over it. Must be loving it. Right, moving on from today's theme. I am going to the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. What has that got to do with Britpop? And why on earth are you going to the Jazz Festival? I'm going because there's two artists that I really want to see, and I'm seeing them both. Morcheeba, and before that, I'm seeing the Fun-Loving Criminals.
Hits from the 1990s.
One, two, three. fun-loving criminal. The fun-loving criminal. The fun-loving criminal.
Beans with the greens, murder on your spleen. Living in a dream, do you know what I mean?
What I mean?
Go TV. Smart like John Steed, I steal your girlie and I steal your weed.
I got so much flavor that I always leave you chewing, and I got so many styles you be thinking I'm from the U.S. Broke into the White House and if I got caught, and I've been ill all strong if I was an astronaut. I'm always optimistic about human relations. I got more friends than my man Peter Gation. We always fun loving, so don't start bugging if your girlie comes up and starts kissing and hugging. Stick 'em up, punk, it's the fun loving criminal.
Walking free in harmony, one fine day we'll fly away. Don't you know that Rome wasn't built in a day? Hey, hey, hey. Ooh.
It's exciting for me, isn't it? The Cheltenham Jazz Festival, more Chiba and the Fun Loving Criminals. And what makes it even more exciting is that the Fun Loving Criminals is the version, the new version, with Huey Morgan in it. Because Huey Morgan, obviously the lead singer of the Fun Loving Criminals, he split up with the rest of the group. The rest of the group have been touring and they've been doing their thing. And now Huey is back and he's doing his thing as the original Fun Loving Criminal with a backing band. Should be great. Looking forward to it. He is smooth. Right, we're moving back to the theme. Park Life, the album, released April 1994. The singles of Park Life were, you know this, Girls and Boys, March 94. What did it get to? Got to number 5. To the End, June 94, number 16. Yeah, fair enough. Park Life only got to number 10, September 94, and End of a Century, November 94. Only got to number 19, which is a travesty because I think it's absolutely one of their best songs. But I'm going to go off track. I'm going to go with a non-single track off the album. This is a low.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Pretty in London.
Does that drag you down sufficiently? This is a low by Blur. Right, this next one, it's Grassman by Dodgy. I thought I'd play it because we haven't played Dodgy for a while. I feel bad about it. And also I feel bad about the fact that Grassman, the song itself, I absolutely love play it all the time and just haven't played it to you guys enough. I've had a request in from Dave, which I'll be playing shortly. So if you've got any more requests, get them in because we were running out of time. But in relation to Grassman, there's this bit that where it really picks up. You know the bit I'm on about. And whenever I play it with my son, I play this little game where as soon as that bit comes in, I sort of shout it at him and everybody laughs and we all clap. This is Grassman.
Shout and groan and cry and bite, make me forget my pain. Scratch my back and pull my hair, yeah. Make me forget my name. I am the grass man, put me where you choose. I am the grass man. Storms try to doubt us, we won't feel the rage. Unless the world is worthless now, I see my fate. Darling, you are my heroine, the everything I need. Come into my arms, don't let me bleed.
Yeah.
Told you it was a good one, didn't I? Now, here's a thought. If Dodgy released that song now, would everyone go, oh, that's a great song? Or would it just like largely go by without anybody really noticing just because Dodgy are no longer relevant? It's an interesting thought. Like, what if the Blue Tones came out with an absolute belter? What would happen? I suppose it has happened recently. Shed 7 had an album that went to number one and it had some good songs on it. Yeah, but I'm talking about an absolute belter, like a real, a really big one. I would like to think it would get out there and everybody would listen to it. Right, Dave has sent a message from America because that's where he lives. He says, happy to hear you mention Andy Bell for his contributions to Britpop. How about playing something from Ride? Yeah, why not?
First you look so strong, then you fade away. Oh,
always happy to play a request, particularly when it's one of that caliber. Thank you very much, Dave, for requesting that. Now, often I'll start the show with a song that I haven't heard in a long time. I couldn't do it this week because we had to get through the apology to Brian, didn't we? I say get through with gritted teeth, the apology to Brian. And so I haven't been able yet to play one that I haven't heard in ages, and it's going to be this one, National Express. Infectiously jolly, that one. That's for it's got that brilliant line in it, when your arse is the size of a small country. Right, this next one is dedicated to anyone who's out for a walk at the moment and maybe in some woods getting lost. This is The Circle.
Your window, and I've
Getting close to the end of the show, so I'm really going to have to cram him in now. And I told you, End of a Century was possibly their best song, and it's off Park Life, so I'm going to have to play it.
She says there's ants in the carpet, dirty little monsters, eating all the mussels, picking up the rubbish. Give her effervescence, she needs a little sparkle. Say, don't want to be alone. We wear the same clothes, can't we feel the same? And kiss the dry lips when we say goodnight. And I'm a century old, it's nothing special. Sex on the TV, everybody's at it, and the mind gets dirty as you get closer.
I warned you we were at an end, so I'm going to leave you with this understated belter from Reef off their second album. This is Consideration. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Tell me what you're thinking. Would Top of the hour, it's time for the news here on Cotswolds Radio.